Now you're listening to
NWO
Podcast.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
What movie is that from? Why?
That's from X.
It's never not going to be funny, bro.
Hey, go ahead, my nigga. Go ahead.
Hey, we some niggas with a pants. We some niggas. With a penis. We some niggas with a penis. We some niggas with a penis. Nigga with a penis, 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 put them U's down, fuck you, and hey.
Hey, come on. He's starting to show.
I got a bitch named Tammy. Motherfuck the U of Miami. Fuck them Canes. They ain't got no brains. Them niggas hella lames, and I'm kind of ashamed to be sitting next to a nigga in green. It's Little Tennessee. What the fuck you mean?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. This is over.
Shouts out to the Canes. Shouts out the what's some niggas? The Gators.
This nigga don't even know the mascot for Middle Tennessee. I just know. Stop disrespecting us, dog.
That's crazy. I don't. Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. I have no idea.
Nigga,
I
just keep saying Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee. What?
Middle
nigga?
10, nigga.
Middle 10.
Tennessee. Fuck you, niggas talking about.
Cashville. How y'all brothers feeling, man? What's going on?
Good, good, man.
Feeling great.
Oh, wait, shit. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the NWO Podcast.
Where's the order?
This is Ben to see Take a Shot of Me, and I'm joined by my brothers in all buffoonery plus.
What's that?
Ricky the Prince.
What's up?
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Gang, gang.
Now, how y'all niggas feeling?
Great.
Swell, man. Swell.
Swell.
I got a break from my children to be here with you guys. This is lovely. Hey. Okay, whatever I can do to escape them.
I'll never forget the day you said to us that you legally, by law, have to love your kids.
You have to do it, brother. Or they will come in front. I tell my son all the time, like, I have to feed you, give you clothes, and give you a roof. All this extra shit makes me a good father. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. When you want more than one pair of shoes, good father. When you want gummy bears, I don't have to do those things. Mm-mm. That's the extra. That makes me good.
Yeah.
Make sure you tell your therapist.
You're going to need it.
Make sure you tell him.
Y'all boys make me scared with that shit, man. I'm still out here with zero.
Brother,
vasectomy.
Keep it that way, okay? I'm never going to stop telling you because I know in 2 years you're going to send me a fucking pink baby shower invite and I'm going to have to smile at your baby shower. But
can you imagine, bro? Pink?
Oh God!
I don't want one of those, bro.
I feel like that's your destiny, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
what you talking about?
Your talents would be wasted on a boy.
Why?
You're such a compassionate man.
Yeah.
You're such a kind, compassionate, considerate man.
Yeah. You're literally gonna raise a. If you have a boy, you're gonna raise a copy of yourself.
Are you guys using kind words to describe a bitch?
Like.
No,
that's why I keep saying
Ben is a bitch.
No. A bitch is a coward. Yeah. Ben isn't a coward. He's kind and compassionate.
Kind and compassionate. Where'd you hear
like,
coward?
Like whenever we come in here, like when Ben says how you doing, he really wants to know how we're doing. Like you niggas just say as a formality.
That's true.
Ben says, "How are you?" Like he's looking into your eyes.
Yeah, actually gives you a second before.
Yeah, bro. It's true. I don't like any of this, bro.
When I ask you guys how you doing, I don't give a fuck.
I hope you say fine. Really do. Yeah, really do. But Ben was like, he wants to know how you're doing. Yeah. How's your family?
When Ben said, that's the only time I feel like I got to really figure out how
I'm
doing.
I got to figure out how I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Listen to how terrible we are as people.
No, we are, not you. We're saying we are, then you're not.
As men, because the majority of men operate like that.
Yeah. I'm doing, my son, I'm raising to be a selfish asshole. That's what you need to be in this world.
Because in all honesty, no one gives a fuck about us. So, I mean, once you realize that, you live a better life. If you live off the notion that people actually give a fuck about you as a black man,
oh, man.
You're going to head down the wrong path.
Screwed,
bro.
But
there's no success for you.
Nobody gives a fuck about you.
You are in for a rude awakening.
Oh, fuck. That's what I tell the boy. Outside of me and your mother, nobody gives a fuck about you.
That's it.
Everybody else is going to make believe, but I'm the only one that'll still love you if you have a murder charge. Nobody else will.
Nobody else will.
If you go to prison for murder, I still love you so much.
If you don't meet your potential, I'm still going to love you.
Right. So much.
The rest of these people, they only love you for your potential.
And then you ever heard the expression, your especially father the is the only man that wants you to be better than he is?
Yeah, I mean that.
Nobody else.
It's a fact.
Come on.
In every aspect.
In every, whatever. If you're better than me in every single way, my heart is swelling with pride.
I've done my job.
I want my friends to do well, but I don't want them to be better than me.
But
come on, let's not be fucking crazy. I want them to do well in life, but do I want them to excel while I'm down here? Fuck no.
You got a lot of money over there. Fuck no.
I need you to struggle a little bit, nigga. Come on.
That nigga living a good life.
Living fuck a great life. Fuck that nigga. That nigga.
Says a homeowner. Nigga work. You got mad shit. You the nigga that we tell him is fucking
nah,
fuck off,
that.
Nigga.
You don't want this life. This shit stinks.
You niggas are on the roll today, okay? But once again, as a formality, we're doing well, though. Everybody say yes, please.
Yeah, whatever. Hanging in there, man.
We still.
If you care, I am.
Hanging in there, running we off ball, of minimal sleep.
Let's start with some gangster shit right now. Versus is back with a doozy. They have No Limit versus Cash Money, and the 12-year-old me is excited, brother.
I was just saying, can you imagine what this would have did in 99, 2000? So let me ask, what side are you guys on? I'm Cash Money.
I think there's only one reasonable side to be on.
Make them say,
there are some No Limit soldiers out there, bro.
Not many. There are people saying that this should be taking place in New Orleans. Everybody wants to make it out alive, guys.
I thought we wanted to have the show. They like wanted to end in murder.
Come on, brother. There's no reason this should be in Louisiana. None whatsoever.
The only way this is a fair fight is if Juvenile and Lil Wayne don't show up, in my opinion. Outside of that, this is not even fair.
It's only a fair fight if Drake and Nicki don't show up. What the fuck are we talking about here?
No, that's Young Money, though.
Under the umbrella of who?
Cash Money.
Okay.
But let me ask you, that's what I'm saying. Like,
after Make Them Say.
If you put Drake and Nicki in it, it's not even a fight. It's a massacre.
It's a massacre.
I'm saying, if Juvenile and Wayne show up with their Cash Money catalog, it's over.
But listen to me.
It's over, bro. Wayne not showing up.
No Limit plays Make Them Say, right? And Cash Money kill that with Bling Bling. What else does fucking No Limit have for real? They got Make Them Say.
Nigga, when Back That Ass come up, what are you gonna do? There's not many artists in the world that can fucking. Okay,
but we
play
we know Cash Money catalog is crazy. But what the fuck does No Limit's catalog look like outside of Make Them Say?
If I'm Master P. And the contract, I'm saying.
Because he can't put.
Wayne and Juvie got to stay home.
You can't put movies on the fucking. I'm going to keep it above you.
I feel like some of that is.
He damn sure can't put Ooters in Noodles.
Like this hindsight shit. Because during the time when he was releasing all of these tracks, like they were like. No Limit went platinum a lot.
A lot, yeah.
They went platinum a lot. So during that time.
Yep.
Because everything all of these was songs hand were to going. Hand. They were selling drugs and music. Everything was hand to hand. That's easy to go platinum.
These guys,
that's never easy to go platinum.
That's
brother.
Bullshit.
You know what?
Selling a million of something, that's never easy, bro.
Let me tell you what I'm trying to do.
Crack dealers do it every day.
I'm tired of Googling facts after the episode. I'm going to Google the facts.
And a lot of niggas get locked up for doing it because they can't do it. It's not easy, bro.
But the fact that it can be done.
It can be done, but selling one of anything is hard, bro.
Out the trunk of your car when everybody's already scared of you. Can't be that hard.
Okay.
Bro, you're explaining something that's difficult. that sounds harder than the way that the biggest artists at the time were doing it.
Make them say, I miss my homies. I got the hookups.
Yep.
Hootie Hoo.
Ruffle Mark.
Hold on.
Hootie Hoo.
Okay. Fuck them other niggas. Massive, brother.
Yeah. Fuck them other niggas. What's that one?
Fuck them other niggas. Cause I ride for my niggas.
Oh, I thought that was JT Money.
No.
That's C-Murder.
That's C-Murder, bro.
No, that's C-Murder. Really?
Yes.
What niggas? Them niggas. Featuring a brand new release Snoop.
Yes.
Like, that might be bigger than Make Them Say, because we still heard that in the club today.
Nah, facts. So I'm
not gonna lie to you.
You got Make Them Say and Fuck Them Other Niggas.
And like, am I naive for thinking that Fuck Them Other Niggas could go blow for blow and Back That Ass up?
Is fuck
that
no.
No?
Mm.
The reason why I say listen, well, I mean, if I'm them, that's probably what I would combat that with.
Yeah, that you have you to have save to. That for whenever they play that.
The but, beginning of both songs.
But you have
go
to
nuts.
Remember, fuck them other niggas. You're gonna go to a college party, niggas are gonna be the Greek niggas are gonna be strolling to it. You go to a party, niggas are gonna be turning up to it. You go to middle of America, no one knows what that is. Back that ass up. It's at every company holiday party. It's at every fucking bar mitzvah. It's all over the fuck. What's that?
Bar mitzvah.
Boom, 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 boom. Everyone runs to the dance floor. Like everyone, bro.
Yeah. As soon as that shit drop. Yeah. It's
if
over.
I'm Master P, Juvenile and Wayne is not invited. That's the only way they got a fair fight, bro.
And then for me, Mystical being in jail, deservedly, of course, and then C-Murder being in jail, that's like two of their star players being on the bench.
But you can still play their music.
That's like Kawhi and Paul George.
You can still play the bench. Because best believe, Wayne ain't going to be there, but you're going to hear Wayne's songs.
Yeah.
You're going to hear The Block Is Hot.
No. I don't think they have to go into any of Wayne's solo records. And matter of fact, if they do that, it's going to be competitive. But if Wayne shows up.
Wayne not showing up. Wayne don't even know what day it is.
Yeah.
I don't think No Limit is going to really have anything to I don't hold think up any, their end of the bargain.
Like Master P said, it's not really a competition. It's more like a celebration of New Orleans. And
that's what niggas on the losing side say.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what niggas on the losing side
say. It sounds like coping.
Yeah.
But I'm happy he's there.
Yeah.
Just keep Little Romeo at home. I don't want to, you know.
More victory.
It's like
man.
That, won't it? Please.
If they play the ICDC college shit.
Don't grow up.
God.
Grow up.
I'm telling you, man. That's going to turn the show out.
Grow up.
You know what they definitely going to have after that versus?
Celebration.
Rap snacks.
So ICDC.
If I'm Prince and I'm going head to head with Michael Jackson in the verses, that's what I'm going to say. This is not a competition. This is a fucking celebration because I know I'm about to get my head knocked off. That's what a nigga going into a losing battle, no matter what, is going to say. It ain't no fucking celebration. You about to get your head knocked the fuck off, nigga.
You know what's funny as fuck to me is listening to Michael tell that story about when Prince almost ran him over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you, again, got your head knocked off.
Mike's a real hoe. Speaking of.
My hoe.
That's crazy, bro.
Fucking nuts.
This has to stop at some point, bro.
Pooh Shiesty's out of jail. Do we care?
I'm terrified for my life. It's like the nigga walked out of jail and automatically a ski mask came on his face. Like it's just like it's just crazy.
Is
bro.
It?
But I'm fucking terrified. He's like the original YN, dog. He's like he's the prototypical YN, bro.
Yeah,
like,
prototype.
He's the prototype.
That's a fact.
Nigga got a song called Back in Blood. Put that nigga back behind bars. First ASAP.
Can we all acknowledge the fact that it's called a ski mask? And this nigga was so fucking dangerously prevalent. Influenced that they now call it the Shiesty?
The Shiesty. The Shiesty.
Was he from ski Memphis? Mask, eh?
He got to be from one of them places. I think he's from Memphis. Memphis. Yeah.
It's not even that cold there. Like, what is he doing?
Hiding his face from doing B&Es?
Speaking of B&Es and being back in jail, Derek Graves.
Oh, stud face. God damn it.
So that was him in those photos that we saw.
With the waves and shit? It had to be.
With the woman working at Walmart?
Yeah.
That was it.
They broke it. I'm not broken. They went into the house where he was staying and they found a bunch of wigs.
The downfall to every great movement is a woman.
Woman.
Yeah, every time.
A woman, bro.
Okay. And mind you, her bail is $2.5 million.
Hey, because, yeah, that's what I would.
Because you're harboring
how
a fugitive.
How dumb do you have to be?
You goofy bitch.
Dummy.
Hey.
You're harboring a fucking fugitive.
911? Yeah. This nigga right here. What? Ma'am? Where's your location?
If that doesn't put on full display the irrational nature of these creatures, man, I don't know what does.
You harbored
you
a fugitive.
You get into one argument.
Fucking idiots, bro.
And you decide, you know what? I'm going to put both of us in jail today.
Yeah, this argument is worth me doing five.
In all fairness, though, if you're breaking the law and running from the law, it's in your best benefit as well. Not to anger this bitch, brother. What are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing? And part of me is like, why the fuck are you in Atlanta? But then I'm sure it's not easy to be mobile.
Yeah.
Nah, but think about how long he was free, how long he was moving around, and he let an argument with his girl take him out.
I thought he was so intelligent. Like, I thought you were clearly smarter than everybody else because you were.
This is a tale as old as time. It's like with Samson. God gave him one fucking thing. He said, don't let nobody know what the secret is. He got some pussy from Delilah, and here you are. Now you got no eyes. Niggas are dumb, bro. That's what happens, bro. Like, that's what happens, bro. Like, I'm not blaming the woman for that. He's a fucking idiot.
No.
Don't piss her off.
There's some blame to go around.
There's some blame to go around. Well, she's an idiot to begin with.
I understand you can't put all the blame on her, but you got to blame her a little bit.
She's not stupider than he is, though.
Right.
She's
not
stupid. He clearly is the stupidest.
He's the stupidest. Yes. Too stupid. It's two stupid people, but he's the stupidest person of the two people.
I think he's low key intelligent for being in Atlanta though. There's a lot of niggas there with wigs on.
You can blend.
Oh yeah, you can blend in. Like if an ugly bitch with a deep voice and a bad word talks to you, you're gonna just be like, oh, that's Atlanta.
Oh yeah,
that is just crazy. A Tuesday.
That's Atlanta.
That is crazy.
I just want you to understand that those cops are gonna turn this nigga every way but loose.
Man,
you embarrassed an entire state of cops.
I mean.
We're never going to hear from him.
He's been gone so long, dog, that it's like, all right.
You made a fool out of them. You know what? You know what happens whenever you make cops feel stupid?
Oh,
I don't know.
The retribution.
I do my best. First, I do my best not to. And then on top of that, I do my best to not put the police in charge of my life. So, yeah, I don't know what they'll do to you in those
things. That's why you made it this long, my brother.
Yeah.
That I can't imagine what they'll do to you, because no one can stop them.
I was once in the car with my brother when we were headed to Georgia, and the same day the cops killed a nigga. So they were pulling us over, but we had no idea that they were pulling us over. So we pulled over to the side to let them out the way, and they were following us like, oh shit. When we got out of the car, it was 18 squad cars there. We were smoking in the car. They turned the car upside down. There was no weed. But for all their trouble.
Did y'all eat it?
My homeboy, Dead Man, swallowed
a
joint.
Shout out, Dead Man. That's my motherfucking nigga, man.
Swallowed the joint.
That guy's a legend.
And literally, you heard
shout
that shit go
dead, bro.
In his fucking mouth.
Yeah. I bet somebody had to suffer.
Damn. He swallowed a lit joint.
Shit.
Okay.
That's what it tasted like when I fucking threw up on the highway for that weed y'all niggas gave me.
After the cops pulled us over. Day. Flipped the car upside down looking for weed and brought out 18 squad cars. Even though we were innocent, my brother still went to jail because somebody has to pay for their trouble, for them looking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to go. They dropped all the charges after 6 months, but somebody has to pay. So imagine you making them look ridiculous for months. Someone will pay. That boy's going to get his ass beat. Right. He's going to go to solitary. He's going to eat porridge for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gonna have it bad. He's gonna have it bad.
He's gonna see a lot of solitary confinement.
Yeah, he's gonna have it bad.
Damn, may I be damn to put you in there for nothing?
He's gonna have it bad. He's gonna have it bad.
He had it bad already, but he gonna really have it bad now.
Speaking of solitary confinement, Young Thug had released a new project, and he re-released. Well, because the first version was okay. I love that fucking whoop-de-doo song he has.
I love it.
Beautiful.
The first part, the first half of it.
I like the second half.
You like the second half too?
That is beautiful.
I gotta give it some more.
Cause
whoop-de-doo.
Your pants say you like it.
Whoop-de-doo. That's fucking funny.
I love Thug.
Ricky is wearing crochet bell bottoms, everybody. I just want you guys to see it.
Yeah.
I can't get past this is
a
bro,
new nigga,
bro.
I don't recognize him, bro.
I really tried to sit here and not say nothing, but and this shit killing me.
It's funny.
And they flared at the bottom.
Bell bottoms, nigga.
It's funny because when I first walked in, I felt something on my pants leg. I'm like, what the fuck? And it's plus trying to feel the material.
I don't know if they're jeans or yarn. I had to see what the fuck this nigga is wearing.
This is
designer, nigga. Givenchy.
Touch the hem of his garment to see.
This nigga got yarn.
Add the bestest nigga.
This nigga got yarn britches.
They got to share. Now I'm this in here.
For real.
Yeah, to cure niggas' leprosy. Nigga, go.
They got this shit straight from the motherland.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I just want to try some new shit, you know?
But he re-released a new version of that album, and it's beautiful. Like, personally, I love singing Thug.
Love it.
When Thug decides to be melodic, I feel he's at his best.
The thing with this is, it just, as a Thug fan, it pisses me off. Like, why wasn't this the project? Like, why did you make us go through that?
He needed to hear that everybody telling that it was garbage over and over again for him to release it.
I think coming out of jail, it's something to be said about being released from prison. And then getting back into the flow of like making music, how you were making music before.
You don't say.
Using your voice and all of that type of stuff.
I'm sorry.
There's something to be said about that, bro.
I can't let that slide after Gucci Mane released first day out, 30 minutes after being out of jail. I'm so sorry.
Let's be very clear. Gucci Mane is not a fucking, he's not the type of artist that Young Thug is, though. Like, Young Thug uses his voice as an instrument. Gucci Mane ain't doing that shit.
Fair.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Gucci Mane could come out and just get right back into the rapping of what he was doing before.
I lost hope in what I thought the Young Thug album was going to be when I watched that interview he did. I was like, this sounds like broken man. The one he did, where he's talking about, not the pivot, the one he did with his Atlanta homeboy that went crazy viral. He was talking about Big Bang.
I love that interview.
I love the interview, but I'm like, dog, this album's going to be bad.
I don't like my rappers talking, so I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't want to see. I don't want to hear from Young Thug, but I watched it.
Shut up and record.
Yeah.
Too much talking going on.
Yeah.
Too much talking going on.
I don't want to hear what your thoughts are.
He sounded insane.
I do want to hear your thoughts. Just put a beat to it. That's all.
A rapper can't teach me shit.
Nothing.
No. Okay.
Especially not him.
You can't teach me a fucking thing.
Especially not him.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Are people still learning from rappers?
Nigga.
Hello?
The fuck?
The YNs?
A rapper can't teach me shit about how to commit crimes. Poorly, might I add.
If you ask kids a little bit older than your son right now, to them, NBA Youngboy is a god.
Man.
A god.
But are you paying attention to NBA
I can't
Young
understand Youngboy because he's a, like, the nigga really don't live on the charts, really don't have no radio singles.
Nope.
But his following, clear as day. His tour. So, like, he is the most organic nigga I've ever seen.
He's the most streamed rapper ever on YouTube.
Did Baby
ever.
Shark hit the charts?
True.
When the kids are locked in, bro.
No.
You gotta let that simmer.
I wanna live in this moment.
No, you gotta let that. You're
making sense. Yeah. I wanna live in this
for that simmer, bro.
Chris is making sense. Let's all live in this for a little bit.
Let's take a deep breath.
Let's let it simmer. Let's not rush past this moment.
Yeah. We're not used to this.
You said some shit that's not fucking insane. Let's live here.
This nigga just blew our minds for the first time
in 4 years, bro. Come on, man.
See, this is why I keep my music opinions to myself.
How do you go right there, bro?
Never before has Youngboy been compared to Baby Shark.
And yet, he found a way.
Come on, man. Hey, man.
Salute. You see what happens when he puts the drugs down?
He tried to rush past that point. No. Let's live here.
Like you do that on a normal. Nigga, you don't be talking that shit for real, nigga.
And from now on, make sure you come to this motherfucker with a scarf on.
Come on, man.
Wear the scarf every time, nigga. Every time.
Because Baby Shark might be one of the biggest songs of this generation.
Ever. Arya drove me crazy with that shit,
You ever
bro.
Seen kids when that shit come on?
Dog.
Even now, bro.
Nigga, what's his face? Nigga, that little black Gracie was on tour and I missed it.
I'm Gracie's
sick.
Corner? Yeah.
She was on tour and I just fucking missed the tour date. I am sick.
Yeah, you're a bad father.
Yeah, man, I'm terrible.
So how's she on tour? Like, it's a fucking, like, how, what?
It's based off of a real girl. But, like, I think they have, like,
they have an actress that plays the kid on stage or something? It's like a play?
One of those big, I forget, those costume characters.
Oh, okay.
And they play a soundtrack, just kind of let the kids go nuts.
Gotcha. Smart.
Just make really.
Tons of money. Bro, if I could go back and do it all over, I would find something to do in the child sector because having already Malia let me realize.
It's not too late.
It's not.
It's never too late.
I just don't know what the fuck I would do, but.
Niggas are fucking. And here's the thing.
God damn.
So, you know, with most of these songs, they're license free because they've been out for 100 years.
Yeah.
So you could release your own version of Roll Your Boat and Old MacDonald.
Yep.
Copyright free as long as your version is different and you can eat.
Yep.
Because nigga, Miss Rachel helped raise my daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. That she had my daughter at a few months old, sign language. Nigga, like I always knew she was hungry because she was doing this shit. Eat.
Yeah.
Okay. Nigga.
It teaches them a lot, bro. Like you just gotta kinda be careful what you're letting them watch. But a lot of that shit, bro, for real. Taught them a lot of shit.
Speaking of being taught lessons, Mr. Aubrey. When are you going to learn?
I was never going to go there. Honestly, God. I was going to avoid it all episode.
When are you going to learn?
Okay.
What did you miss? You missed the dismissal. That's what you missed.
Fuck these guys, bro.
Yes.
That's what you missed. Remember
when people were talking saying, Ali. Oh, he's gonna change the game for all the other artists. This is going to be a game changer. Like, this guy was a fucking martyr. He's not just doing this just because Kendrick beat the shit out of him. He's doing this to make sure all artists get their just due. Nigga, shut the fuck. Name one artist in the history of music. The history of music that has pissed off the record companies and came out on top. Name one.
None.
What the fuck did he think was going to happen?
Their careers either ended up dead or they themselves ended up dead.
Another pow-pow for you, nigga. Sit the fuck down. Remind this nigga who the fuck he is. Okay? Make your little fucking jingles and keep going about your merry way.
I never wanted to say this, bro, because, like, I try to respect the guy as an artist, but, man, be a man, man. You got to be a boy at some point.
Hey, guys.
Take the loss, man.
What did
Take
I miss?
The loss. You lost.
Another ass whooping by Drake. That's what you missed.
It's over.
And again, the thing about this whole thing is he is making Not Like Us and all this shit bigger than it ever was going to be because of how he's been behaving ever since this shit.
He adding to the lore.
That judge said, get the fuck out of here. Literally.
Oh, man, get out of here with this shit, man.
Paid off by the labels.
Am I on a podcast with anybody that thought that this case was going to go another way?
Maybe only.
No. I seen the way it went from Mike and Prince.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I saw where it's going from Mike and Prince.
All
and
the like mind
and
sound.
You know I understand.
Because what the fuck?
If you find the label.
No, but you always did say that. You always said that. You was like, this can't end well because no one wins that fight, bro.
No one's like, bro, honest to God, if Mike couldn't win this fight and Mike had probably the most power of any artist
ever
of all time.
Yeah.
If Mike can't win this fight, there's no way that you're going to win it in the internet age.
Yeah.
So you think record labels are like beyond killing people now?
No, they're not.
No.
No, they're not. But also, like, I think I've learned that, like,
there's a different way to kill you, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, killing you makes you a martyr like Mike.
Yeah.
That's if I can make a fool of you, that's you kill yourself.
We're watching him get publicly executed. He's getting killed.
That's what this is.
Yeah, he's getting killed.
And it's like, as we speak. He will never be back the way he was before.
Yeah, because if you kill him.
Yeah. They turn off his water.
Then he's Tupac and Big.
Right.
That's a good analogy.
But if you do this to him, if you make him a fool, if you use pawns like a Duckworth to...
Oh, here we go. but you know, just to kind of circle back to the other conversation we're having.
That's more like I was being
an asshole on the other podcast. He had a couple of songs. He dropped that pack that he had. He had dropped the leak. The leak.
Yeah.
Man, he has some fire back.
Listen, that's just why I don't listen to you niggas.
Nigga, I have a narrative to push. You want me to come in here and tell the truth?
I understand.
Are you fucking crazy?
No matter what, that Canadian Jew is always going to come up with some heat.
He had a couple of songs
he
on there.
He got some shit.
That damn, if they would have pushed the button on him,
that would have went.
Someone would have been on Smash.
Red, green, blue is heat.
That it's been always it a person.
It was on in
mixed
that
with some shit.
Mix of songs, huh?
There's always a person mixed with some shit that's trying to take over a genre of music.
The thing with Drake is, what I would have done, Kendrick would have won the battle. I just would have went away for like. For 6 months, 8 months, come back with heat.
Should have put a helmet on your head. Like Daft Punk. He literally told you what to do, and
because
you didn't listen.
Drake is so powerful that he still had a large sector of the world that believed that he fought a good fight. You know what I'm saying? And that nigga's back catalog is what it is, bro. Like you can't really say shit. What can you say?
Whenever we talk about, I hate to keep comparing it to Nas and Jay-Z, but that's what it is. Whenever we talk about the Nas and Jay-Z, people always give Jay-Z credit for the tracks he released. Like, you didn't win, but you threw some haymakers. Right. It's like Drake. Right. You threw some haymakers.
You did.
He did.
But you ever seen a nigga get his ass whooped and people are like, yo, stay down. And he like, no, bro, I got to get up and then he get knocked out again.
Yeah.
And like, yo, bro, you have to stay down.
But the difference
ain't sued,
is that is a white man kept getting up. And niggas was trying to tell him to
I saw
stay
a tweet
down.
That said he lost the nigga weight and the Jew
weight. Oh, yeah. That was so funny, bro.
Oh, that the was internet so is unfortunately.
Undefeated, bro. When I saw that shit, bro, man, I was like, yeah, man.
Speaking of mixed people,
Maya,
I learned this week, funny, that Sean Paul isn't black at all.
No.
Nah.
He is He's an Asian Sweden fucking Jew.
I've been saying this shit I told y'all niggas this shit in the earlier episodes that nigga's not even fucking Jamaican.
So amigos are then.
So dog, it's so funny. I went back and I went to listen. I went back to listen to some of his old songs. Just give me the light, pass me the light, whatever that shit is. And I'm like, it doesn't even sound the same, bro. Like, just knowing that little tidbit, I thought he was some mixed nigga. I thought he was Maya with braids, bro. That's what I thought he was. This nigga's fucking Drake.
This nigga's not even. That's crazy to me.
Kick your ass off.
I just envisioned her with braids.
I pray to God she beat the shit out of you one day.
That's insane. I don't know if he's ever said that he's black. He never said it. They never do.
They avoid that conversation.
But also,
like,
you know
the plague,
what?
Nigga.
You know what? Let me turn some heat on you niggas. But you know what? He never has to, because whenever we start giving white Jamaicans hell, there's also black Jamaicans. Out of Jamaica comes many people. Like, yo, y'all need to cut that shit out.
Unless it's a Haitian Jamaican.
God forbid
he's Haitian.
God forbid. Like, yo, I don't know who loves crackers more, Jamaicans or Haitians, but they make me sick. It make me sick.
I don't know how much Haitians love crackers. I know how much Jamaicans love crackers.
Oh, whenever you see a white person speaking Creole, Haitians will clap their ass, and it make me sick. It make me sick.
God, they open up.
You see a light-skinned bitch speaking Creole, they lose their fucking minds.
Remember when I called you and told you that it was two white people up at the shop speaking Creole?
That's a lot of Haitian
missionaries, bro.
And they had, bro, they literally, like, all right, it was
kidnapping babies and shit.
Two young white boys, right? Pulled up. One of them had a Haitian flag tied around his head.
Ugh.
But they were clearly, like, they weren't even
fucking Tyler.
They weren't even like light skinned passing. Like, they were clearly white, right? When I tell you, the minute them two got up to the plaza, the rest of the Haitians on the plaza surrounded them. I thought these motherfuckers was important.
Just clapping their ass.
Just clapping
ass.
Just cooning.
These niggas was just two regular ass white Haitians, bro.
Cooning. That's what they fucking do, bro.
It's crazy.
And they were I thought they were saying some important shit.
No,
they
wasn't saying shit.
They were just listening to these niggas talking Creole.
They were just saying a bunch of random words in Creole.
That's it.
Inbred fucks. Because
the whole time I thought I was like, oh, these niggas must be like fucking embassy niggas or some shit.
These niggas are from Alabama.
That's crazy. I don't know how you stay that white for generations on an island that little with that many niggas. Haiti is like 96% black, brother.
Come on, dog.
Okay, black. Then there's a few Arabs and crackers who are just fucking each other, fucking cousin fuckers.
Yeah.
It made me sick. It made me fucking
sick. Disgusting.
That's
it made me fucking
work.
Sick.
But bro, that Sean Paul shit, it all sounds different to me now. It is just so funny to me. But I do remember that one year me, you, and Ben was at the Zumba convention. He performed. That nigga was up there for about an hour with nothing but fucking hits.
Fucking hits,
it
man.
Makes sense, yeah. Though, because other light-skinned niggas in the music industry was confused as to why they couldn't do it.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, I've been in Dade long enough to know that Jamaicans come in a variety of hues.
No, but I'm talking about at that Sean Paul era. When he was bubbling like how he was bubbling, it was a couple other guys in the reggae music scene. And I'm speaking to this because I know these niggas. Like, me and these niggas talk. And these are questions that were posed in conversations we had. Niggas really was trying to figure out, bro, why this light-skinned nigga got it and I ain't got it.
I've always felt like a disdain for Sean Paul amongst, like, all these other niggas. Like, whenever they're talking about the best dance hall, the best reggae niggas, they never want to put him up there. And I've never understood why.
Because they all knew he was Jewish and they couldn't say nothing.
Like, bro, they would put Shaggy above this nigga. And I was like, Shaggy?
Shaggy, bro.
But, like, I understand it now. Because, like, I'm not letting
it wasn't me goes hard, bro.
What? My angel?
Angel. He got some hits, bro.
Because.
That's it.
He got some more. We'd have to go into some, like, 80s dance.
But Haitians are innocent because T-Vice niggas is damn near white.
Yeah.
And
they're huge.
Massive.
What's T-Vice?
They're a bunch of clear niggas that are Haitians, but they all look like genuine. They're fat. Yeah.
Pretty much the Haitian version of the Wailers.
Yeah.
It's a band.
It's a band with salt retention. And fucking massive.
Are you ready?
That's Kanye.
That's Kanye.
I'm
the same thing though.
So these niggas dropped Beady Beady Bum Bum in the 90s. When I heard Celine the version, I'm like, bitch, why are you stealing from Haitians?
I was like, why is this Mexican lady stealing from Haitian people?
No, God, them niggas are pretty light skinned too.
Yeah, they're very light.
Can we get that song of the week?
If you want.
Not with Thugger, sir.
Let's not forget the original light skinned artist, Allen Cave.
But he's a nigga though.
He is.
The horny one. But he's
horny as fuck.
That nigga needs to control himself.
I'm not going to partake in that.
I know you do. I know you do.
No, there's no slander.
There's no slander. I'm just, I mean, shit, I'm horny too, buddy, but still.
I'm not going to partake.
Nobody's horny.
I was the lead singer of Zen, nigga. So just take it easy.
Speaking of horny.
I'm not going to partake.
Speaking of horny, they're accusing Sweetie of being an escort.
Where are they getting this from?
Are they the madam put her out. The madam who set her up put her up. Put
okay,
her up.
Wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
One more question. Am I on a podcast with anybody that didn't think Sweetie was an escort?
That's why I'm confused. I thought she was
a wealthy fuck? Rapper.
No.
What?
With what song?
You know what? Rich niggas, eight figures, that's her type. Right? That's
oh,
it.
Shit.
She told and you.
The hardest part about her song is Too Short in the beginning. Nigga.
Yeah.
Don't never stop if you want to be on top.
That's nuts. That's nuts. That's insane, man.
I'm really battling with myself to say whether or not I would pay, because I think I would.
What's the ticket? I ain't gonna say I pay. What's the ticket?
What's the battle?
And what do it come with?
What's the battle?
She's in Dubai, so I'm assuming it's a pretty high ticket.
She's in Dubai.
That's where she was doing the majority of her work.
If I had it, there's nothing to talk about.
20 bands.
I want to see how sweet the sweetie is. I want to see how sweet that shit is.
But I'm saying, imagine what's happening to her over there.
I got to know some stories.
She's a human toilet.
I've heard some stories, man.
Yeah. Aladdin is shitting on her every day.
This nigga's nuts, man. Taking
shitty ass magic carpet ride.
Come on, bro.
Hell no. Her name is Shahidi now.
Hey, nah, that's it. Episode title.
How you spell Shahidi? Get the fuck out of here.
We finna do it.
Shahidi.
So apparently she had this madam who hooked her up with this dude and she didn't pay the madam. So that's why the madam is outing her.
But she had him, she caught one of those, or like she caught a whale.
Yeah. Well, bitch, you better
she
pay
called
up.
A soccer player, nigga. That ain't no run of the mill shit.
Can't be sucking the dick that I put you on and not pay me. Fuck no. She fell in love with the nigga. That's the problem.
Say it again. Please. Say it.
Shahidi.
Shahidi, yeah. Shahidi. That shit is cold.
Oh, that's good.
Shahidi.
Oh, that's good. That's fucking good.
I think it's time to say we're back, fellas.
Oh my god.
It could take us a couple weeks, but I think we found our feeling again.
Fucking shit.
That boy Ricky hitting step back three. We outside.
Speaking of step back threes, congrats to Asha Wilson again. Hey. I just feel all we do is congratulate this woman, bro. She is.
She's her, bro.
I believe, based on what the streets are saying, she might be the most decorated and WNBA player of all time.
Yep. Defensive player of the year.
She is exactly who they want. Multiple Caitlin Clark.
Finals MVPs. Well, she's a three-time finals winner now? Or four-time?
I think four.
Four with four. Three finals MVPs.
Three finals MVPs, yeah.
The ace has been running the table recently, man.
Yeah. Yeah. She's you see Bam.
Hey, I saw a video that said, good morning, Bam. It's time to eat it again. I know you ate it before, but it's time. Come on, eat it again, man. Eat it again.
Hey, you better eat as much of that championship pussy as you can.
Get the juice in you, brother.
For real.
Get the juices in you.
You need it.
The fuck?
Treat it like Gatorade. Is it in you?
But Bam has been standing tall, supporting his old lady. He had all the games. Even though he got games, he's flying back and forth from the West Coast to the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you, brother.
So we know he's not practicing.
That nigga sitting between her parents. He's in there.
When you see what the dad did, she start crying. That nigga looked at Bam and said, come get her, man.
She crying, nigga.
That's when you know you got her.
You in there, nigga. You in there, nigga.
Hey.
Now he love her for real, for real.
That just lets me know the heat season is about to be ass.
Oh, this wasn't the indicator. I already knew that.
The fuck?
I saw the roster.
I saw the roster, nigga.
I see Tyler Hero still on this. So
I want to just send a cry out to the Heat, bro. Why is our team 70% white? Who else has an NBA team?
That white.
Bro, that's 70% white. It's basketball. We're not playing hockey. Why are there so many white men on this team?
The Heat look like the New York Giants.
What the?
Hey.
Cracker Crusade.
Talk about it.
Fuck? It's
I ain't gonna lie though.
Bro.
I like that shit in New York. Pause.
Yeah, Cracker Crusade, bro.
It don't look as good on a basketball court as it do on a football court.
I'll be following the fucking YouTubers who like cover the Heat and they try to sound optimistic. I'd be wanting to put in the comments, man, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, bro.
This is a playing team at best.
Shit, bro. It's shit.
It's not
the Celtics are blacker than the Heat, guys.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And that's with the Heat getting rid of a white player. We're still the whitest team in America.
The fuck?
That's really crazy, for real.
So many whites, bro. Not even the great whites.
Whites just of whites. What kind? European whites, Hispanic whites, American whites. This is excessive.
Y'all got the 32 flavors of whites.
The fuck?
It's snowing in Miami.
That's funny. Snowing in Miami is a contender. That's heat. That's heat.
Yeah.
That's heat.
Unless you figure out how to spell shady.
Okay.
So, Weedy, I still love you.
Speaking of whites that are out of control, Mark Sanchez got stabbed up, and it was a glorious day to watch the news unfold in the manner that it did.
Now, when Trump heard that news, what do you think was his first response?
Well, all the whites had the same response. Those niggers in Indianapolis need to be locked up, those baboons. And then when it came out that he was in handcuffs, people were like, okay, what's happening here?
They still kind of had the same answer because he's fucking Mexican. So they're like, yeah, same thing.
But then it came out that he was drunk, belligerent.
But y'all put Mark Sanchez.
One of those
Mexicans.
Crazy amigos going crazy. What?
Y'all put Mark Sanchez.
One of those bad hombres. That's crazy, bro.
One of those fucking bad Padres.
I can't believe you said that shit.
A bad hombre, huh? It's ridiculous.
That's another one.
Sometimes racism is so funny. Sometimes it's so funny.
Bad hombre is bad. It's not a good title.
It's a great title.
That's a great title. If you ask me,
Bad Hombres is a great title, man. How do you get away with that shit?
They marked his ass up. Thank God.
That it was an old nigga too that got that poked him.
Yeah, it's like 87 years old.
Mark,
bro,
is 6'2", about 240.
Yes,
and it's like he still is in great NFL shape.
Yes,
so like you come over here fucking around, I'm not gonna fuck around with you.
Oh, so that was the personal shit that he was dealing with. When they announced it.
Yeah, he got stabbed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently
he was drunk and shit.
He didn't like where the driver was parked and began to fuck around with the nigga, and the nigga stabbed his ass up.
Damn.
And then and then he walked off. Like he's walking back home or walking where the fuck he's going, like nothing happened. This all bloodied up.
This motherfucker's
massive. He was on some shit.
Cocaine and alcohol.
Yeah,
it wasn't just alcohol, bro.
Did you just say I? That's a little that's a little crazy.
No. I'm thinking of the video of the Mexican.
You're a bad hombre, dog.
My bad. Let me dial it back a little bit. This is unlike me.
Speaking of bad hombres, they got Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
That's just gonna break fucking records.
We love Bad Bunny.
How do we feel about it?
I feel the same way I felt when Shakira did a halftime show, nigga. So
I think it's hilarious to see
me personally,
their outrage.
I've never been a reggaeton fan until we took that trip to Colombia. That changed everything for me. Like experiencing that shit in that country in that setting, it hit a little different.
No, it goes crazy.
Yeah, it goes a little different. But like I said,
that's what you need to appreciate it.
Me, you, Motive, and Chris, we're just having a conversation about how the NFL is trying to go global. This is London games,
Ireland games, Germany games. Like they're doing their best to take it mobile because they're 3 decades late compared to the NBA. But
who better to headline the Super Bowl than Bad Bunny? He's what, the biggest streaming artist right now? Him and Taylor. No one wants to see Taylor.
You heard about what the Charlie Kirk faction is doing?
Yeah, they're doing their own.
They're doing their own Super Bowl.
Their own Super Bowl. Donald Trump's going to be there, the wife.
Yeah. Ew.
They're going to have potato salad with raisins in it.
Who's going to be performing there?
Some KKK clan member.
What's his name?
Somebody
Morgan,
from Fox News.
Morgan Whalen.
My collar's blue and my neck is red. that bullshit.
Yeah, that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, buddy.
Fuck out of here.
Morgan Whalen? Yeah. You said?
Don't nobody want to watch that shit, brother. But you know what? Better for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah, go ahead and do that shit.
That's why I don't understand. Like, all right, racist white people said, you know what? We don't want to participate in the Hispanic halftime show. We want to go do our own halftime show. That's what's going to make them happy.
Yeah.
So what?
You know what? I guess I understand that everything isn't for me.
Yeah. Right.
Like, the Super Bowl has had many performers that are not for me. I just don't fucking watch. I think I watched Beyonce.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I watched the Kendrick shit.
Kung Fu Kenny, yeah, of course.
I watched, who was it, Dre? I watched Usher.
Yeah.
Everybody
West
that
Coast,
they had.
Because that was like the whole West Coast type shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch anybody else. Like, it's just better things to do. Like, there's food during Super Bowl. I can just go and, what the fuck? If it's not for me, Bob got it. And it's super easy.
Bad Bunny is fucking up your Super Bowl party, your Super Bowl party was fucked up. before they announced the halftime performance.
I'm not watching fucking Bad Bunny either.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, I throw a huge Super Bowl party every year. You two niggas have yet to be at one of my Super Bowl parties. Why is that?
That's bullshit.
Because you live in Denver, man.
No. That's cap. That's cap as fuck.
Oh, you can't.
I've been to one of your Super Bowl parties at the very least, nigga.
I'll pull up.
Yeah, you said that last year.
Yeah, no.
But this nigga's never here when the Super Bowl happened anyway.
That's true. He's never here.
You see, this is why niggas got, you got to vet niggas, man. Because this nigga just get on the mic and just start talking.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of this.
Look at the fucking, the hot dog calling the banana red or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Yeah. The pot calling the kettle black.
I don't want to use black for him. So.
Oh, that's true.
In this case, the pot is actually black.
Some would say navy blue.
Speaking of black and red, they're on Twitter right now having a fine off between Thames and Tyler.
Blasphemous. Absolute blasphemous.
Now, when you say fine off, like, what are the parameters?
It don't matter. It's not even close.
They're comparing the two, and I can't even close.
Side by side comparison.
Then Thames is a woman.
Okay? I don't give a fuck. This shit is not close.
Thames is a woman.
Not even close.
Yeah, that's a difference between, like, what you call
Thames
it?
Thames is smoking
young lady and adult
Tyler's
woman, like.
Boots and looks, body, talent. Everything. Get Tyler the fuck out of this conversation, bro.
But
just like an 8-year-old.
It really is a face card versus a body battle.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck.
But anybody that picked
Tyler. To me, Thames is beautiful.
That picked Tyler over Thames, I need the FBI in their search history ASAP.
But Thames has what we call, she has a nigga nose, nigga lips. Not everybody likes those nigga features. That's what it really is.
That's what it comes
that's
down
what
to.
It really is.
That shit is
at the end of the day. Niggas don't like nigga features.
No, niggas like niggas. These niggas are gay. They are.
There you go. Yeah. They actually love nigga features.
Let's call it what it is, bro.
Niggas coming up.
They want
the world to know.
Get that little long neck ass bitch.
I saw her perform live, and let me tell you, the videos doesn't know justice. That is a woman, bro.
I seen her on that Jennifer Hudson show, and the cameraman recorded that woman from the rear.
Nigga.
And goodness gracious.
That shit got its own zip code. And she know how to move that. She know how to move that.
That's great.
Googly.
That dang juicy. What a great song, bro.
Yo, speaking of juicy, it's coming out saying that Jesse Smollett might be innocent, dog.
Yeah, there's a documentary.
Yo, we ranked that nigga for
it. No.
But
they, we called him Tupac Shakur on this podcast.
Yeah, we did call him Tupac Shakur.
All guys on me.
We did say that.
Like, yo,
we were senseless people.
We gave him hell for episodes, bro.
By all means, please go back and re-listen to those episodes.
And Jesse,
oh, shit.
All guys on me are so dumb.
Tupac Shakur is not. Come on, dumb. Who the fuck are we?
Hey, and the nigga might be innocent, bro. Because I feel terrible.
I don't think he's innocent.
Mm-mm. Well, because there's apparently a lot of police misconduct.
But he lied.
They were saying there's police misconduct, but he still lied.
There's always police misconduct.
Yeah.
We're talking about the police.
I just don't like.
I can relate.
That we were just complicit in helping, like, shitting on a black man where he might not have been guilty.
He deserved it. He deserved
this nigga went about a noose, bro.
No, that's my point. No, because you
sick nigga, bro.
I didn't watch the documentary, so I don't know how innocent he is.
But you're using the points that you're using.
He's sick, bro.
To say that we might have misjudged him, you ignoring the reason why we judged him. We judged him for wearing the noose around his neck after the fact.
And when it got a cold cut trio from fucking Subway.
A lot of the judgment.
I can't be abused and hungry. Come on, guys. Come on, man.
No, you can be, but you weren't, nigga.
Gay guys love a footlong. It's not their fault.
That gay ass nigga was lying.
$5
$5 foot long.
Any.
Then this motherfucker got on stage and called himself the gay Tupac. The gay Tupac, bro. Come on, bro.
Oh, mercy, see, so mercy. Tupac wasn't our fault.
Nah, Tupac wasn't our fault.
All guys on me. I gotta go play back to see who was who said all guys on me. I need to know who said it. I want you in jail. I feel like it was Ricky. I want you in jail.
Might have been me. Because back then I was going crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. That's back when we used to be able to let the F word fly.
There was never a time.
Nigga, we
there
have
was
never
a time.
Been able to let that
There's
word
never
fly.
Been a time.
You.
Okay. Oh, okay. We've never been able.
You.
We've been editing you since we started
animal.
This.
My bad.
It's crazy. Whoops. That the F word means something different now. When I was a kid, yes. The F word meant one thing.
Oh, my God.
Has anyone been seeing this Ayesha Curry discussion?
Oh yeah, this he. Hey, as soon as I said I got to roll up, you brought up the perfect. You brought up the perfect subject.
She got to go, bro.
That's why I got to smoke.
She got to go,
bitches like that.
She
got to
go.
God invented weed.
She got to go, bro.
You can't tell me stuff.
She continuously embarrasses her husband. Why? Like, what is this? Some type of humiliation ritual or something? For, like, what the fuck is this?
Nah,
shit?
They call it a kink, not a ritual. It's a kink.
This shit is nasty, kink. Bro. That shit, all that shit is nasty, man. I'm sorry.
After a while, they just go haywire, bro.
It's nasty, dog.
I hate to be a feminist, bro, but I don't see what's wrong with what she's doing.
You don't see anything wrong with what she said.
If Steph is okay with it, then who am I or who are we to be upset with it? One, but it's just like from the outside looking in, it just looks like you're going out of your way to say, and he's like, why are you saying this thing? Why do we need to know these things, bro?
So here's the only potential issue I have with it. She's not wrong for feeling those things.
Not at all.
Because she's an individual. She came to Steph as an individual. She has autonomy, but it's the publicity of all this.
Okay, so I'm the caveman.
Here's the thing. I don't understand. Like, you have to have these conversations in public so people who were once in your position can begin to kind of understand what their future might look like. Like, if you feel that you've not accomplished what you've wanted to accomplish because you've kind of been stifled by family, by marriage, by responsibility, then you have these conversations in public for little girls who were once where you were. And I think that makes sense.
I'm okay with that. But like,
she's not saying that she doesn't want to be married, but like to see or to realize that you've not completely met your potential because of responsibilities that you've had to pick up along the way is not crazy. Men have really honest, candid conversations about marriage all the time. True. I hate my wife. My wife's a bitch. And we laugh because we get it. Sitting in the car before you walk into the house because you fucking hate your wife and kids. We laugh. We get it. But we can't turn the other way and feel different when women do it.
I get it. But this the antics too, bro. Like taking off your wedding ring when the stripper comes on. Like
it's a little funny, bro. Come on.
As a husband, that shit, it's not okay, bro. Again, I'm just speaking
because
for me.
If a nigga did it, I would laugh, bro. It's a little funny, bro.
I get it. It's funny, but it's fun.
Would
but
they
still,
let him get away with that shit, though?
They would not.
It's a man's world. He'd get away with it, brother.
Well, shit. Not without crucifixion.
Some commentary, but crucifixion's a strong word.
Commentary.
Here goes on, a little bit of commentary.
You know that's not true.
Offset cheated on this bitch in public for a year. We watched him do a fucking moonwalk on Jennifer Hudson this week. Yes, like, well, niggas just don't, we just don't get that same kind of criticism, but I don't see it being much different than a nigga saying, eh.
Like I said, it all goes back to if her and Steph are totally fine, which they seem to be, oh, by all means, have a blast. I'm just saying.
Steph, I don't think he's fine, but he has to be.
Yeah.
At least public facing. Like, I saw him check Killer Mike.
Because he saw that, right?
And it's like, you have no other choice.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like Killer Mike wouldn't have these things to say. People wouldn't have these things to say if we're not seeing this shit on display all the time. It's not just like it's one thing. It's not like she's having this conversation. It's just like every chance you get, it's like it comes off as he kicking his niggas back in.
The funny part is you're not even promoting anything. You're just...
You're not promoting shit. You're not promoting... You're just volunteering this information, bro.
You don't have a book.
No show's coming out.
Now, Chris said, I might be a caveman. I wanted to know what was coming after that comma.
I'm trying to understand why, like, all right. When we first met Ayesha Curry, right? She was Steph's wife. She was doing cooking shows. She was Susie Homemaker shit, right? That shit was taking off. Like, bitches was really starting to lock in. Women were really starting to lock in with her on that shit. And what I see happen is that the fan base that she developed doing that type of shit, she didn't like it. She wanted thirsty niggas as her fan base. And to me, that speaks to a bigger problem than, oh, I missed out on my dreams because I'm married to one of the greatest basketball players. Boo fucking who, bitch?
Can I,
Steph. I didn't mean to call your wife a bitch. But boo fucking who, man?
Can I further be a caveman? Because I'm slowly starting to take the gloves off here.
Come on, baby.
All right, so maybe Aisha, okay, that potential, that untapped potential that you were referring to, maybe you're just not that good. You're still famous. Yeah. You're famous. Nobody called you.
That's what I'm getting to right
maybe
there.
Maybe you're not that good.
Maybe that shit you want to do is wishful fucking thinking.
Maybe that thirst that you're looking for hasn't come because you're not that sexy.
Okay.
Maybe it's wishful thinking. The shit that's not wishful thinking, I got a husband that shoots 40-foot threes.
And you don't have a good sense of style. Okay, let's be honest.
That's crazy, bro. No,
you don't.
Talk that shit, bitch.
She's a beautiful woman.
She is beautiful.
No, let Ben go. Let Ben go.
I don't think wanting to be desired is a crazy feeling.
I don't think so either.
I think wanting to be desired is insane, especially when your bro. Other half is desired like a motherfucker, so you have something to
he's desired for a reason. For a reason. He's not desired because he just fucking exists.
But my thing is, like, that's what Aisha said, especially that statement, I don't think she's saying anything crazy because, to be honest with you, I'm pretty sure 98% of women feel that way. My issue is, I don't think you should be the person. Don't say it. Like, it just, as a husband, I don't want to hear you on a fucking public platform saying that shit.
I don't think that's fair, though.
It's not fair, bro.
Okay.
You were trying to acknowledge
that.
Yes, I did.
It's not fair. Okay, all right. That's fine.
We're acknowledging it because.
Yeah, it's not fair.
To be honest, like, the whole thing about having these conversations in public so that people could hear this and see this and relate, we all have access to the internet. Like, mental health has become the biggest topic of the past 5 years, man.
It's a buzzword now.
Like, come on, man. Like, we don't need celebrities to tell us that we need to talk about our feelings.
Like I said, it just comes off a little crazy when you're married. And then again, it doesn't make her look any better. The fact that, because Steph doesn't say a fucking word about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and I'm sure he doesn't say a word.
So it starts to look like the whole Jaden Will shit when it first started. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just look crazy, bro. Like, it just...
And we're not going to sit back and let another woman do what we let Jada do to Will. We're not going to let that happen again.
It's not as bad.
No, it ain't that bad.
You thinking about the end result of the Jada and Will shit.
Exactly.
What Rick is talking about is what it looked like when
the crack started, where you initially started
seeing the little chinks in the arm. You're like, wait a minute.
You never heard Will say anything about his marriage. He didn't say one word about Jada, but you just started to hear all it. It's kind of like how what Gabby was doing with Wade. You seen that shit died down. Cause I'm sure Wade's like, all right, bitch, you telling people that you eating my asshole. Like, what are we doing here?
Come on, bro.
What are we doing, bro?
Come on, bitch, we go half on the house? Hey,
come on. Like, come on.
Like, what are we doing here, bro? But like, come on, dog.
I think that, like, we definitely need to hear, like, how women feel in the marriage,
of course,
before the marriage, whether they're satisfied, because it's, nigga,
100%.
This nigga just said we need to hear how women feel, bro. I'm not in the right podcast.
That's crazy.
I'm not on the right show.
That's the craziest thing.
We have to hear it, bro.
Absolutely.
We do, but it's like,
what are we talking about?
Why on the mics?
Say it in the kitchen. Come on.
Why on the mics?
The acoustics
bro?
Are way on, better bro. In there anyway. The fuck?
This man has Bible verses on his fucking shoes when he plays basketball,
God,
man.
The acoustics
do better than
are
that,
better
man. Come
in
on,
the
bro.
Kitchen. Come on, Chris. You cook it today, brother. Richard, what are your final thoughts for today?
My final thoughts for today are... shit. Fuck.
You know what? That's enough.
That's my final thoughts.
That's enough.
He's about to look for a third curse word.
Shit, bitch. Come on, that's enough, brother. Chris, final thoughts for the day.
Hey, my final thoughts is if you at home and you trying to figure out who's sexier between Tyler and Thames. I'm putting FBI on you ASAP because you might be a pedophile, gang.
Drake.
That's not crazy to say. Come on, man. Ben, final thoughts?
I should put the mic down. Talk about it with your spouse.
Okay. And pick the spatula up. Come on, baby.
You can feel what you need to feel. Your feelings are valid. You're beautiful. Put the mic down.
Mic's off. This is to Aubrey. If you're not Aubrey, you can turn the podcast off right now. Brother, file the appeal. We still believe in you. Okay. We believe in you. File the appeal. Don't take this lying down. You indeed are like us. Okay. We believe in you.
You're not like us.
Yeah.
Well, here's my final thought. Aubrey, I hate you and I love that this is happening to you.
File the appeal, brother.
Fuck you.
Can't wait to see you.
Thanks for listening to NWA Podcast. Peace.
Fuck you and peace.
Nah. Go Canes, baby. Go Canes, baby.
Y'all niggas are petty as hell.
La vie nous complique parce que n'a pas de ton côté. Bagay met pa passe, tout pres la gen tan gaye. Mwen di ou li pa normal, bon nouvel, pa kede. Mwen di ou li pa normal, bon nouvel, pa kede. Yo si nan New York, si sin gen gang mouve. Kope chi lot jas monte. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know. Sa kali mi passe. Se vle yo gele nan telefon, poutin la vi nou mwananje. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know. Sa kali mi passe. De jour en jour la vie compliquée, parce que n'a pas joué tout côté. Bagay met pas passé, tout presse la gain t'en gaye. Mwen di ou li pa normal, bon nouvel, pa kede. Mwen di ou li pa normal, bon nouvel, pa kede. Se fè yo gele nan telefon, poutin la vie nou en danger.
You don't know, you
I say you don't know, know.
Sa kali mi passe.
Yo ti nan Kaliforni, jazz la koume. Se kisa,
you don't know, you
say
don't
you
know.
Don't know.
Se kali mi passe,
papa gati on bayi, mon ti apren la ri. Kuba, kuba. Zigzag, zigzag, zigzag.